At the latest St. Philip's Speaks with the Prime Minister last night, this resident of Bel Air in that parish raised this concern.
The road is being fixed. I understand it's for progress, but it's been going on for too long. And my problem with the road is that all of a sudden there's like a bridge, and for the past 4 weeks, that these like four men, they come, they walk around, some of them come in shorts. How do you go to work with shorts on? Okay, I don't understand that. Anyhow, they come every day, but nothing is going on with the bridge. And they're making my development, where we have a lot of kids in the development, and the trucks, the ZRs, the buses, they're coming through the development so fast, I'm afraid that somebody is going to get killed. So we want to know, when will this road be fixed and the bridge be fixed?
The Deputy Prime Minister, Sandia Bradshaw, then asked one of the officials, of Mr. Scantlebury, to explain the problem.
That work is being done by Infra Inc. Infra is sometimes like you have two children. One is doing what it's supposed to do. The other is problematic. Infra is the problematic child. Basically, what's happened is when we were doing that work, there was an inspection made earlier up. We recognized that there was a crack in the bridge. And therefore, you shouldn't have heavy traffic traveling across it. The top of the bridge was taken off. And what's happened only today is that we've poured the top of the bridge. As Mr. Phillips, who is the engineer he's the supervising engineer, he was saying, they poured 6,000 PSI concrete, which is very, very strong. And what we are looking to do is to open it, hopefully around 2 to 3 weeks, as it gets strong enough to take a large amount of traffic and the heavy traffic from Sam Lawrence. Now, as you would be aware, Sam Lawrence there's a lot of movement of heavy traffic going across over there. Regularly, I would say you would be able to open it before, but with the weight that's going across Long Bay, we have to take a little while and make sure that everything is strong. That's one thing. The second thing is once in 2 or 3 weeks, I'm hoping that Infra will have bitumen because there's a shortage of bitumen in Barbados. Bitumen to pave that area. And since I'm here, and I'm sure other people will have this issue as well, there are areas where Infra has not done the work as they should. So therefore, you're getting areas where the subsidence of the road itself. Infra has been made aware of it. We know why, because we've done inspections, and generally that's because of poor compaction over the areas where you have water authority excavations, and they are to remedy that. There's also bad concrete work that is leading to ponding as well.
The resident wanted to know whether engineers didn't check to ensure that everything was in place prior to the start of the work.
Engineers went out. We did social surveys. We went out there. We spoke to persons. We did geotechnical work. All of that was done. We actually then made a better design. That was done by Beston Consulting, Mr. Granville Phillips here. And we went out there. But as I tell you, sometimes you have a good design, but the execution isn't done as well as you would like.
Deputy Prime Minister Sandia Bradshaw.
This is as a result of what was raised just now in relation to the shortage of the bitumen on the island. There was a delay at the berth in Jamaica for the cargo vessel before us as the product specs were off and the shipment was delayed for 3 days. However, that boat is now released and we're scheduled to load tomorrow with a 4 to 5 day sailing to arrive around Thursday. Note the viscosity is a bit higher, so we hope that the pump rate is no problem. So that was the last update that we got in relation to the bitumen coming onto the island.
So they expect it to come by Thursday this week.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.